Hi, I'm the Halloween Wolf.
Oh! Earl Wolf joins me in studio. Dave Spadaro here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And it is, of course, Halloween. So
yes,
you were appropriately dressed in our cartoon last week. Did you go out for Halloween a lot when you were a kid?
I did. Growing up, I did. Every year I went.
I went
to a lot of different places.
Yeah. Well, now you're all grown up, Earl.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing in the NFL how, I mean, it really, you have to grow up very quickly, don't you?
You do. You really do.
What's the hardest part?
The hardest part, I would say, it would be, not depending on anybody else. Because in college, you have, you know, most of the time you have roommates. You know, you have guys there all the time. You're pretty close with those guys because most of those guys you've been with for 3 and 4 years. And you come here, you know, most of the time you live by yourself. You know, you don't have nobody to, you know, depend on, nobody to really talk to as much as you want to. You know, have people around. That's why I moved my brother up here with me.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I did. Because my brother, he was about to just move back to basically North Carolina. I told him, like, hey, man, just come live with me. I don't like being by myself. I was by myself probably 3 days, and yeah.
You were lonely, weren't you?
Yeah, I was real lonely.
What period of time was that? Was that when OTAs first started, or when the rookie camp was going on before OTAs even began?
No, that was a preseason. That was like toward the end of preseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, because really, the life you lead is you get here early in the morning, you work all day, and by the time you get out of here, I know you're exhausted because that's just the way it is. And so you go back to your place, and I'm sure you haven't spent a whole lot of time buying the plants and putting up stuff on the wall and.
Yeah.
And making it homey, so I get it, man. Watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I don't watch too much TV, honestly. And my aunt and my uncle, luckily, I thank God for allowing me to be here where my family is.
Yeah.
Because I remember, was it the first? I think our first game when we went away, they decorated for me. Like they came to my house, basically. I paid for it. Like they just went out, bought some stuff. You know, I paid them back for it. They set everything up, you know, for the first 2 weeks. So when I came back, everything was finished.
That's great.
So I didn't have to worry about a lot.
It really, and what people have to understand, it does take a lot of all the excess stuff off your mind so that you can concentrate on your full-time job. How is the full-time job going, Earl? You're playing well. You seem to be getting better every week. Do you feel that way too?
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm getting better. And I feel like it's not just really getting better. It's like, I'm just, you know, I'm learning. I'm becoming more confident. But being out there on the field and getting those and just getting that experience, you know, those reps are different than getting mental reps on the sideline. You know, just being out there on the field, the preseason helped me a lot. The preseason helped me a lot. And then as the game started, Coach Kelly, you know, started kind of easing me in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then when I just got a starting job, you know, it's just, I'm just getting more confident each game, which is allowing, you know, my play to basically become better and better.
So let's go back to when you were 17 years old, let's say. All right, you're watching TV. You're watching an NFL game on television. Then you get out onto an NFL field. Compare the speed of what fans watch on TV versus the actual speed and what it feels like when you're on the field.
I tell my family all the time because most of my family is military. Like my stepbrother, he just got out in the Marines. My other stepbrother, he's in the Navy. And my mom is in the National Guard. I tell them all the time, being in those trenches, like when I have to walk down to the box,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in war.
Really?
Yes, because those guys.
That much is going on around you,
is
huh?
That much going around you, you know. And especially, you know, up there, being up there with the offensive linemen, defensive linemen, the linebackers, is pretty rough in there, you know. And, I would say that would be the toughest part.
Are there a lot of voices going on when you're up in the box? Are you hearing O-linemen shouting stuff out, and then you guys are making your checks? Is there a lot of voices that are going through your head, and you're like, who said what? Who said, you know? At first?
Yeah, because in practice, you know, even though we play the music, it's still different than being out there on the game. You know, mm-hmm. we play the music, you know, to kind of get used to this, you know, to the noise, you know, so we can make our calls loud, you know, make our, you know, give hand signals. But in the game, it's just different regardless. You know, it's a whole lot different. And basically, when you're in there, you hear, like you see it, but the thing is, like, you're, because with every motion and shift, we have to make a change. So, and thing is, like, I try to lock in before the play, so it's kind of difficult to lock in when, you know, you shift. You're like, oh man, I gotta do this. So now I'm catching up with myself, and I feel like I'm doing pretty well.
And the fact that you're catching up mentally has allowed you to play faster physically, I'm sure, right?
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So I wonder, you know, has it been a gradual thing, Earl? Have you been more patient than maybe any time in your life? Because when you play football as a kid, you go out and just be a better athlete. And when you play in high school, you go out and you be a better athlete. Exactly. In college, you certainly have to learn some things, but still a lot of it's athletic ability. Here, every one of you is a great athlete.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what it comes down to. It comes down to, you know, you being but basically you being able to go out there, you know, make the signals, make the calls, you know, make the adjustments, you know, make sure you're in the right leverage each and every play. And that's what I had to get used to. Because sometimes, you know, I would make the right call, but I would be – like my leverage would be wrong. You know, they might run a slant. I'm outside leverage. It's those little things that count the most in this level.
Hey, was there a welcome to the NFL moment for you?
Welcome to the NFL moment. Are we talking
– like did you get trucked? Not like a hazing thing. Did you think you had a position on somebody and he turned you around just because you were leaning one way and he saw that? And do you recall anything that said, wow, whoo, I'm in the big leagues here?
The first time I said that is when we played the Chiefs, and I came on that blitz. And Jamal Charles is right there. I'm thinking, like, oh, he's 205 pounds. And I just can run by him, you know, with my speed, or maybe, you know, just give him a little shoulder and get to the quarterback. Because I saw Alex Smith at, like, his top shoulder kind of outside. So the first thing I said, as soon as I blitz, I'm running, and I see Alex Smith. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get a sack, my first sack. And out of nowhere, I just feel his shoulder pad, his helmet kind of right here in my chest. And I saw the sky, and I saw the stands, then I saw the ground. So,
And then you better get your butt up off the ground exactly. And get back in the huddle because nobody's there shedding a tear for you or saying, oh, that's okay, Earl.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. Do you have any doubt, Earl, that you know this is getting better and better and you're getting stronger and you're learning that you're going to be a great NFL player? Do you feel it?
Yes, sir. I know I'm going to be a great NFL player, and I refuse to be anything less than great. My work ethic is off the charts. I feel like I'm putting everything together, you know, as a rookie, they expect you to make, you know, those rookie mistakes, you know, but I'm real hard on myself. For example, last game, you know, coach said, you know, you played okay, you know, but it's still great. It's still kind of saying that as a rookie. To me, I didn't play well, and that's the way I look at it, and I'm going to only get better. And honestly, in all the other games, for example, Dallas game, I feel like I played pretty good, but I know I can get better. And until I'm perfect, I won't settle when you're never going to be perfect in a game.
Hey, man, you got praise from a coach. That doesn't happen very often, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't give you much positive feedback. They basically say, here's the mistakes you made. Improve on those mistakes. Don't make those mistakes again.
Exactly.
Earl Wolf, what's the reason for this defense playing so much better the last few weeks?
Just those little details, man. Coach Davis, every day we have a teach period. And in that teach period, Coach Davis kind of explains the little things, you know, because everybody knows, okay, you're down in the box, you have seam flat, you have curl flat, you know, you have those. But thing is, it's still more to that, you know. Like I said, those little things, like, for example, if you get a certain route combination, you still, like, even though you're playing this, you still have to be here. And it was those little things. And I feel like each and every day at practice, you know, we've gotten better at it. We've, you know, as I would say, our chemistry has gotten, you know, a lot better, and that's just with us being around each other more. Now we know where other guys, well, certain guys are fitting, so we can fit there. Like I said, it's just those little things, and I feel like every week we're going to continue to get better.
What's Terrell Pryor look like to you when you watch him on film?
A big athlete, man. My first time meeting Terrell Pryor was when I was training in Florida, was in January. And first time I seen him, I thought he was a defensive end.
Yeah, I know, he's gigantic, right? He's like 6'6", right?
Yes, he's a real big guy. He's a real big guy, real good athlete. He can throw the deep ball, you know, as good as anybody in this league, and you know, we're preparing for him.
Yeah, well, go get him, man. Earl Wolf, thanks, yes, man. Great stuff so far. Have a great rest of your rookie season and many more to come.
Yes, sir.
The Halloween Wolf, Earl Wolf, joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.